Public hearings.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. We're now in public hearings.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the application or the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, council will defer action on the application. The County Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to the County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the P&Z Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. And Mr. President, we have the first hearing is change of zone number 1865 filed on behalf of Francis C. Warrington III, and because there is also another hearing for a conditional use on number 2151 filed on behalf of the same applicant, and it's my understanding that they're going to join those two. We'll have separate votes. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. The first is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.59 acres more or less, lying on the east side of Old Landing Road approximately 155 feet north of Marina Drive and on the north side of Marina Drive approximately 450 feet east of Old Landing Road. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 1. The 911 address is 20873 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on November 29th. At that time, they heard a number of items, and submitted to the record were a site plan, an exhibit booklet, and a number of agency reports. At that time, they deferred for the consideration at their December 13th public hearing. They did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 8. The next item is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily 22 units to be located on a certain parcel of land, line being Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.59 acres, more or less, lying on the east side of Old Landing Road, approximately 155 feet north of Marina Drive, and on the north side of Marina Drive, approximately 450 feet east of Old Landing Road. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 1. The 911 address is 20873 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing November 29th. At that time, again, the same exhibit booklet, staff analysis, site plans were submitted. They did defer for further consideration at their December 13th meeting. They did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through Q. Thank you.
Okay. Questions of council?
If not, Mr. Davidson.
Thank you. Good afternoon and Happy New Year. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Panuni, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here representing the application for Mr. Francis Warrington III, and with me today is Mr. Francis Warrington. As was introduced, this is an application for rezoning of AR1 lands located what used to be the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone, but currently, I guess, is
It's still the
ESDD zone. It's not the coastal zone. Okay, well, it's going to be the coastal area, I believe, once in the comp plan. But we're going to rezone this to an MR district with a conditional use for 22 multifamily dwelling structures that is subject to Articles 4 through 20 under Section 115-219. This property is 5.59 acres, more or less. It's located at the end of Old Landing Road. It's in the Lewis and Rehoboth 100 in Sussex County. The property has been owned by Mr. Warrington since September of 1997, where he got that from the family estate. The Warrington family has owned this land, and at one time the surrounding land, since about the 1800s. The land is historically known, the area is historically known as Warrington Neck. The property is bordered on the north by and all these exhibits are in the booklet that we handed in, so everything I'm presenting today are in the exhibit booklets and have been made a part of the public record. But the property is bordered on the north by Sawgrass, which was formerly known as Warrington Creek, which is an MRRPC. On the south side is Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, and that is zoned AR1. It's a non-conforming mobile home park, and it's on the west side where our zone Old Landing Road, and then there is a vacant lot right out front that is zoned AR1. And again, all these lands once were owned by the Warrington family at one time. The property is currently being used and has been used by the Warrington family for their business and farming uses of the various properties in the area. Under tab 3 of the exhibit booklet, I've put some photos in there, some aerial photos in there dating back to like 1926, and you can see the farming operation that the Warrington family was doing back then. They had buildings located on this piece of land as far back as, again, as the photos that I can pull up is about 1926. The purpose of the MR residential district, medium residential district, is to provide for medium density residential development areas which are expected to become generally urban in character and where sanitary sewers and public water supplies are available at the time of construction together and are normally compatible with the residential surroundings. Thank you. As you can tell, the yellow there, that's all MR zoned lands, and as you we're highlighted here in the yellow here, but as you zoom out of this, you can see how far the MR zoned lands are. So the asking for the MR zoning is compatible with the land use that's in this area here based on the current zoning of the area. The project is in character with the nature of the area, that it provides for the retention of the residential character of the neighborhood. I have submitted
for the record, a site plan that kind of shows exactly what we're doing here. I will pull up the color render here.
As you can tell, we're providing for 22 semi-attached single-family dwellings here, or attached single-family dwellings. The property, the houses, will be placed further back into the property. There's a 50-foot right-of-way in this location here. We are surrounding the property with the 20-foot vegetated landscape buffer that is required under the county. We did ask for a waiver of a portion of that requirement with the Planning and Zoning Commission. They did grant that this area here, because it's only 50 feet wide in this area here, with a 24-foot wide pavement section that is required under the code, as well as to meet the fire protection code, and then of course with curbing and sidewalk that we're proposing for this property, there wasn't enough room left to be able to provide for that 20-foot landscape buffer. However, they did place a condition that we do have to show some landscaping down the side of this property line in these locations here, in order to try to minimize, to protect some of the buffering with the Sawgrass subdivision. Again, this is a site plan that we're showing here that shows these 22 units. Again, we're showing sidewalks down both sides of the road. It comes back here to a cul-de-sac in the back here. We do have a little bit of wetlands in this area right here. We are buffered ourselves from those wetlands from about approximately 35 feet. We're staying away from those wetlands. In that area, we do have a stormwater management pond that we're proposing here. Primarily, stormwater management will be through infiltration. That will be the primary source of taking care of the stormwater on the site. Again, we provide for a sufficient amount of parking with additional parking spaces throughout the site. We do have a small pool house and a small swimming pool for these units. And as part of the project, Mr. Warrington, what he would like to try to do for the project is we have provided an illustrative rendering of what Mr. Warrington would like to see these units look like. For these units is, again, we're going to have two car garages, approximately two-story dwellings here for each one of these units. The character and intensity of the developments and the surrounding developments and the proposed developments, and again, I did provide an aerial map here that kind of shows some of how the intensity of this area. It's on the left there on the screen. As you're looking at it, it kind of shows what the area is made up of as far as the density in the area. Our proposed, we're asking for 22 units on 5.59 acres. We do have approximately about 0.27 acres of wetlands. We have 65% open space, so we're asking for 3.93 units per acre, which is just slightly below what the MR district allows it for. Sawgrass next door is an MRRPC where they have 282 units. It's approximately 142.52 acres in size. They have 62% open space. They're sitting at about 3.68 units per acre. The Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park is 474 units at about 148, but they have about 60 acres of tidal wetlands, so their actual area, their density of their land mass there is a little bit less, so they're sitting around about 5.3 units per acre. And then there's Port Delmarva, right, which is adjacent to this property as well. They're at 144 units, and they're at about 9.87 units per acre. So we feel like our density is in comparison to the surrounding developments that are adjacent to this property. In the 2008 comp plan, the development is within the growth area and is currently characterized again as the environmentally sensitive developing area. The areas support the applicable zoning of MR and the conditional use, having single family attached housing of up to 4 units per acre, which is consistent with the land use and the intensities within the future land use plan. And again, developing in the environmentally sensitive developing area can accommodate the development provided that the special environmental concerns are addressed. And so we did address some of these issues. A portion of the property is in an AE flood zone with a base flood elevations of 5 and 6. The elevations range on this property from 4 to 8. Primarily, the units are going to be placed within a much higher elevation than what the flood zone's in. But the majority of the property is in a zone X, which is outside the flood area. The property is not in any groundwater management protection zone. I did talk about the wetlands. There's approximately 0.27 acres of wetlands. We are going to stay approximately 35 feet away from those wetlands when doing the development. We're located within the Herring Creek Rehoboth Bay watershed. The project will utilize infiltration, will handle stormwater, and all stormwater will be permitted through the Sussex Conservation District and Denerec. With the exception of some tidal wetlands that are around this piece of property, there are no major preserved lands in the area, and there are no historical or natural features on the property. Sussex County serves the sanitary sewer in the area and has allocated 4 EDUs per acre for the property. The property will be expected to pay to extend the sanitary sewer throughout the property to serve the 22 units, as well as pay the county in exchange for permission to connect up to those 22 additional equivalent dwelling units. And the approximate fees for those will be about $150,000 that this project will pay Sussex County for the 22 EDUs. Tidewater serves water in this area, so both domestic and fire protection will be extended throughout the property to provide for the 22 units. No traffic impact study was required for the proposed project. And again, that report is in the booklet as prepared by DLDOT. And the proposed rezoning to MR with the conditional use does meet the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, being the purpose of this district and the comprehensive plan by providing sufficient space in the appropriate locations, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, with the exhibit booklets that I've submitted, the site plan and the recommendations from the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as their updated conditions. We do agree with their updated conditions of approval. That is my presentation. And answer any questions you might have.
Questions of council?
Good.
Thank you, sir. I got it.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Burkow.
Go ahead.
The in the packet, they talk about the building height. And according to this letter, and I don't know who wrote the letter, but they said that that the applicant agreed to the 32-foot height agreement. Was there any discussion about height of the buildings?
I think there was some concern from the adjacent neighbors about coming in with the maximum. You know, the county allows for the 42. And they were wanting to know the types of houses that were going to be proposed, and that's what we presented, was a two-story house. I don't imagine it's going to be much go up over the 32 feet. In the building height, so.
Well, I mean, I'm just, there was a meeting, and they were glad that the applicant said, I'm not going to go higher than 32.
Who signed the letter?
Ken Jesse?
I don't recall stating that on the record at the Planning and Zoning Commission. I don't believe there was a meeting with the applicant agreeing to 32.
I reached out to the owner/developer who kindly responded. Our neighbor attended the meeting on 11/29. It appears the entire project as proposed meets these conditions. And then the conditions were the building's compromise of 32. The building compromise units 15 to 20 will be limited to 2 stories, 32 foot height maximum. I'm not asking that as a condition. I'm just saying that this letter says that it was agreed upon.
Okay. I'm not quite sure what the letter. I guess I didn't see that letter. I don't recall a meeting, and neither does my client, recall that he never attended a meeting and never promised a maximum of 32 feet. We just presented on the record that this is the style housing that, and I understand that they did have a concern that, you know, they didn't want to see 42-foot tall type building, but that's not the project we're presenting. We're presenting a project that's going to be in kind with what's being built there right now. 42-foot high tall is not being proposed for this particular project, but it's a two-story. I mean, again, we're doing single-family attached dwellings that are.
I'm just reading the letter.
I understand. I don't know. I didn't see the letter. I'm not aware of it.
And so. Then the other question I had was, how much space is there for the Sawgrass development going down that road? I mean, how much actual, given the driveway and the property line, are you really going to be able to, I mean, how much space are you going to be able to landscape to the north side of that driveway?
There's approximately about 12 feet there. So we'll be able to maybe fit, if we can fit all the utilities within the right-of-way, or within the road, you know, the water and sewer. Actually, the sewer actually will probably come from the Marina Drive, because that's where the sewer is. Right now, Mr. Warrington takes sewer from Marina Drive, so the sewer will probably come from Marina Drive. So we may have to bring the water up through there, and then we'll bring up the rest of the utilities and try to keep everything under the pavement, and then we'll have, you know, we'll have 12, approximately about 12 feet there to be able to plant some trees. I don't think that would be an issue to be able to plant a row of trees. It won't be like the county's code where you stagger the trees, but we'll be able to plant a row of trees down that property line.
Okay, because that is the only spot that really Sawgrass is.
That's correct.
You know, so.
And we recognize, and we don't have a problem with, and I stated at the Planning Commission at the meeting as well, that we don't have a problem with planning landscaping down that side, as long as we can fit all the utilities, and I think we can.
Okay.
Yeah, I talk about evergreen trees, all right? As all the limbs hang out on?
No, they'll probably be a mixture of different types of trees going down there, not just evergreen.
The only reason I'm talking about evergreens is because my neighbor's planting evergreens right down the line, and what they do, they grew right on me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Did you have any other witnesses or anything else present? Thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition to this application? Again, anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close the public record.
We will close public hearings. Okay, the council will close public record. And I guess Mr. Moore, versus reading the short title of this, you need to read the short title for the conditional use, correct?
Yes, well, typically we would read the short title for the zoning first, be a vote on that, and then we'd read the short title for the conditional use.
Okay. Could you do a short title, please, for change of zone?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.59 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council. Mr. Wilson, that's a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes. Is that for the reasons given by planning and zoning?
Yeah, okay. My vote will be yes to approve changes on 1865 for the reasons given by P&Z.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Riley?
We have to get used to that part, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, I vote yes for the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on P&Z's recommendations.
Mr. Burton.
In favor of the application with planning and zoning's recommendations.
I also, on the basis of planning and zoning recommendations, I agree, and I vote yes for CZ 1865 with the reasons stated about planning and zoning. Motion carried.
Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The next is an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily, 22 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.59 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through Q.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes, Mr. President, I vote yes for the reasons and findings and conditions from P&Z.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes for the reasons cited by planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on P&Z recommendations.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton.
I'm in favor of the application and with planning and zoning's recommendations.
I also agree with the recommendations with the conditions, please. I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Next is conditional use number 2159, and it's filed on behalf of Elizabeth Ann Burkhart and Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you.
Excuse me, just a second. That's right, Mr. Hudson does need to recuse himself on this matter.
Thank you.
So this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3673 acres more or less, lying on the southwest corner of Savannah Road and Woodland Avenue. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 8.18, Parcel 28. The 911 address is 1500 Savannah Road, Lewis. Staff would note that Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing December 13th. At that time, they submitted into the record was a staff analysis, an exhibit booklet, a site plan, some comments from other agencies. At that time, as part of the record, they included, if you previously remember, this was a change of zone application, they included that record as to be part of this record. So your report included the minutes from that meeting as well. So those were made part of the record. At that December 13th meeting, they actually did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 5 in conditions 6A through I. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, Ms. Collison.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kristen Collison. I'm an attorney from Hudson Jones, Jaywork & Fisher, and I am here to represent the Elizabeth Burkhart Trust, which is the current owner of the property. So this property is owned by the trust. Elizabeth Burkhart owned the property, and she actually had a conditional use on the property and used it for professional services as well. She obviously has since deceased. The trust benefits her disabled daughter, who is now looking to sell the property. So there is a buyer who's coming in. There is a contract in play right now. The new buyer is a psychiatrist, and she would like to operate the property under a professional services conditional use. She is a there's only her in the office, so there's no other psychiatrist. She potentially could take on one more, but that is the maximum that she'd like. She has no intentions to amend the property in any way other than to possibly add some parking lots or parking spots, some additional parking spots, and that's just one or two. So there wouldn't be any kind of change other than some extra cement.
I get a free treatment.
She has been a psychiatrist for 20 years in Lewis. She operated in another building, and they have since expanded their own practice, which is why she's now looking for a different place to practice. She offers counseling for adults, for behavior health, anxiety, depression, those kinds of things. She doesn't accept insurance. She only accepts private pay. I did forget to mention, and I apologize, she does anticipate an additional employee as administrative staff to answer phones and things like that. Other than that, she potentially anticipates updating the windows on the property. So she has no intentions to build upward, outward. The conditions that the board put in place, she has no objection to. They're in line with her intentions and her plans as well. The only thing I would like some clarification on is that the use shall occur within the existing structure, maintaining its residential appearance, and the final site plan noted in I. I'm not sure if the parking lots count. I know it says structure, and parking spots aren't necessarily part of the structure, but I just want to make sure that everybody's aware that she might put those parking spots in, and I wasn't sure if maybe that's the final site plan that you guys are asking for, but
Ms. Cornwell?
The parking would not be included as part of the structure because the structure is some type of building, and the additional parking would just need to be shown on a site plan if the conditional use is approved.
Great, that's what we thought, and so we're in agreement with all of it.
So could the parking spots go in the front of the building or?
So that would be up to the Planning and Zoning Commission because typically parking is not permitted within the front yard setback, but there are occasions in which the Planning and Zoning Commission does allow that, but that is part of the site plan process.
So if I may add, one of the conditions says that the parking remains in the rear, and that is her plan as well, because there's already parking back there, so she would just extend the cement, more or less, or the asphalt.
For clarity, though, John, we don't see it again.
Right.
The site plan review goes to Planning and Zoning.
But the condition was just for the back.
Yes.
Which makes sense to me.
Any other questions from council? If not, do you have anything else to add?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record. Ask Mr. Moore with your short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.3673 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5, with the conditions 6A through I.
Pleasure, council.
Make a recommendation.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Burton.
Yep.
Any questions on the motion? We will take the vote. Mr. Burton.
My vote is in favor of this application with the stipulations that Planning and Zoning put on.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote in favor with the stipulations and reasons cited by Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I also vote in favor. As according to stipulations that the Planning and Zoning put on.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning reasons and recommendations and conditions, although yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you,
Council. I'm motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second. Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
I vote aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.